This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 3 Epiphany Wednesday, variable. To be used only if there is a 4 Epiphany Sunday, otherwise skip to 8 Epiphany. First posted January 26, 2011. 1 Corinthians 1:26-31 Spiritual Maturity. The Corinthian church had been founded through Paul's ministry. Paul was continuing to disciple the members. There was division in the church by some who thought they were spiritually wise and mature. Paraphrase, Paul had taught that divine wisdom is unlike what the world falsely calls wisdom, 1 Corinthians 1:17-25. He asked the Corinthians to consider their call to faith. They were not wise, powerful or socially elite by worldly standards. God chooses what is weak and foolish according to worldly standards, even spiritual things which the world thinks are nothing compared to the apparent solidity of physical things, to show that the worldly standards are wrong. No one will be able to boast in God's presence. God is the source of eternal life through Jesus Christ, who is our wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, purification and dedication to God's service and redemption, ransom from the penalty for sin. Paul quoted Jeremiah 9:23-24, to suggest that one can boast only of the Lord. Commentary, a Christian is a born again John 3:3-5-8 disciple and apostle of Jesus Christ, Acts 11:26b. Paul is the prototype of the modern, post-resurrection, born-again, disciple and apostle that all believers are called to be. As Saul of Tarsus, he was confronted by the risen Jesus on the road to Damascus, Acts 9:1-7, he repented and became obedient to Jesus, Acts 9:5-8-9. He was discipled by a born-again disciple, Ananias, Acts 9:10-17, until Paul was born again by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit. And then Paul began proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, Acts 9:18-20. Paul's conversion was exceptional for its speed. The original 12 disciples spent day and night, 7 days a week, for 2.5 years with Jesus, yet were unable to carry out his great commission, Matthew 28:19-20, until they had received the Holy Spirit, Luke 24:49, Acts 1:4-5-8. Acts 2:1-14. But Paul was already formally educated in Judaism, and zealous for God. He just needed to be prompt to Jesus, the Messiah, confess his sin and receive the Holy Spirit. Paul discipled Timothy that way and taught him to repeat it with others, to Timothy 2:2. Paul was continuing the discipling process with the Corinthian Christians. This is what the church should be doing, but in too many cases isn't. The Corinthian Christians were like a lot of new Christians, who had been converted but who want the instant benefit and recognition of spiritual maturity without experiencing the effort and discipline of spiritual growth. The Corinthian church was divided between factions boasting that their baptism was better because of the church leader who baptized them, 1 Corinthians 1:11-17. They were not ready for spiritual meat, they were still on a diet of spiritual baby food. 1 Corinthians 3:1-4. The Corinthian Christians considered themselves spiritually wise and sophisticated, while tolerating immorality within the congregation, 1 Corinthians 5:1-2, 9-14, 6:1-20. Some also thought that it was okay to eat food sacrificed to idols because they knew that idols are inanimate objects, and they suggested that the ones who had concerns were less spiritually wise and sophisticated, 1 Corinthians 8:1-14. Paul showed them that they were not as wise and sophisticated as they thought, because there are demons behind idols, and their attitude toward their fellow believers was not loving, 1 Corinthians 10:18-33. The same problems and attitudes are present within the church today. Members tend to think that they are spiritually mature when they become members of the church. Many think that discipleship is optional, and only for super Christians. Just reading the entire Bible through once does not make one spiritually mature. We need to read the Bible daily, seeking the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and learn to apply God's word in our personal lives daily. There are two major heresies being taught in the nominal church today which existed in the first century church and are refuted in the New Testament. One is legalism, salvation by doing good works, the circumcision party, who insisted that Gentile converts must keep Jewish law, including circumcision and dietary laws, dealt with here, see also Galatians 2:12, 16, 21-3, 14, 5:1-5, Ephesians 2:8-10. The other is cheap grace, salvation by grace, unmerited favor, a free gift, without the obligation of discipleship and obedient trust, libertinism, Nicolaitanism, false freedom from self-discipline, i.e., licentiousness, see Ephesians 4:17-24, 1 Corinthians 5:1-13, 6:9-20, which is also dealt with here. Each is a deviation, in opposite directions, from the central apostolic doctrine of the New Testament, Ephesians 2:8-10. Is Jesus your Lord, Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple, John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus, John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:14-14. Asterisk C, The Cost of Discipleship, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Collier Books, Macmillan Publishing Company, NY 1963, ISBN 00208385006.